Hey, how's it going, everybody? It's another episode of Mother Puckers, presented by Speak Your Peace. It's our hockey pod. We're here celebrating New Year's Day at Speak Your Peace. Gonna give you a little World Juniors talk, a little NHL talk, and just general hockey talk. Maybe we'll even talk about the Spangler, because it's a hockey tournament. We're here with Big E and Keith. Keith?
Hello.
Did you have a little fun celebrating New Year's Eve last night, Beef?
Yeah, you know, it's always nice to see the friends, hang out and stuff, and, you know, just it's a good way to end off 2018. How about you, sir?
I had a wicked evening, wild evening. So, let's get into the World Juniors talk. Finally, you know who's going to be playing one another in the medal round. Canada will be playing Finland. That's the big game. Sweden will be playing Switzerland. Czech Republic will be playing the U.S.
I believe, yeah.
And Canada will be playing Finland, obviously, because I said that earlier. I just wanted to test you.
I paid attention.
Last night, big loss. Kind of an upset, I guess, by some. Russia over Canada, 2-1. Pavel Shin, a 7th round pick of the Boston Bruins, getting the late goal past Michael DiPietro. Is this really going to hurt Canada?
Honestly, no, not really. Because looking at their group, the only team that could beat them on paper would be the Russians.
Yeah.
So it is kind of like, it's just 1A versus 1B in that group, pretty much. So, like, obviously, one of them's going to have to beat each other.
Yeah.
And so, I don't think it's much of an upset, to be honest. I just think maybe, I don't know, Canada wasn't, like, firing on all cylinders for whatever reason. But, no, I don't think it's completely fine.
I was going to say, they did seem to play down to the Russian team, because the Russian team has not been, like you say, firing on all cylinders. Like, they've been a disappointing team, I would argue, just because I feel like they should be playing better. But they got Slovakia in the next round in the quarters, and I think they should win that.
That should be no problem.
But I think this is a good loss, I think, for Canada, because it should build, some motivation and hopefully give them a chip on their shoulder to do well in the medal round. Michael DiPietro was the player of the game last night for Canada, so obviously the goaltending is doing real well. But I think this is a good, you know, it's not a horrible loss for Canada.
It's a team building moment.
I consider it like that. It's tough, obviously, because every game is important when you get to the juniors.
Right.
But no, I'm excited to see what Team Canada has in the next round against Finland.
I think that should be pretty easy, to be honest. Finland's decor is pretty nice, having Jokke Haari back on loan, and then Backnainen, I believe that's how it's pronounced, from Boston. And I think that should be pretty easy. Other than that, I mean.
So, and then other games, Sweden taking on Switzerland. You were questioning maybe one of my hot takes in the Group A about Switzerland potentially being the second best team in the group, even though they, you know, not showing it on the standings. But I thought Switzerland played like, you know, they played tough against the Czechs. They played tough against the Russians for a good 30-40 minutes. And now they have to match up against Sweden, which I don't think they'll win that game. I like Sweden to beat Switzerland, but I think this is a good tournament.
I think, actually, I was thinking that might be a little upset. I honestly thought with the way Switzerland's actually been playing, like, they've been playing really well to kind of control these bigger teams in a way. Like, just losing to Canada, and then really, like, get before that obviously the end result doesn't look too favorable, but, like, how they played against the Russians in, like, the first half of the game, pretty much, like,
yeah.
If Switzerland wins against Sweden, I wouldn't be really surprised by that, to be honest.
Damn.
Dark horse matchup.
That is a hot take I like. Oh. Sweden, obviously, first in Group B with wins in every one of their games. Now you have me more interested in that matchup. U.S. will take on the Czech Republic in the other quarter game. They met in the pre-tournament with the U.S. winning, I believe, 6-2 over the Czechs at the Langley Event Center. Americans win, I think.
Yeah.
I
don't see anything wrong.
I just don't think the Czechs haven't been that great either. They've been kind of underwhelming and playing flat. So, and the Americans almost beat Sweden.
Yeah, that was Ryan Poehling. I don't know how to describe that kid. Just going off, going sickle mode.
Almost won that game. That's okay though. We'll bounce back. We'll beat the Czechs.
That'd have been. I think to win that game, if they did, Ryan Poehling would have
had his own statue.
Have his own statue, maybe, but to be like cemented as like one of those world junior legends, kind of like Jordan Eberle, like fantastic world junior career.
It was funny last night watching the Canada Russia game, and I was saying to like speak your piece creator Scott, I was watching the game and I'm like, where's Jordan Eberle when you really need him in a time like this? He was nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, he was not loaned for,
He was not loaned.
The Islanders did not loan him to the World Juniors this year.
And finally, Russia-Slovakia, that should be another Russia win.
Yeah, Russia. I just think out of, well, obviously Canada and Finland, it's a little more interesting because it's two big teams going. But, I mean, other than that and, like, the Sweden matchup, having Switzerland winning, I don't really see any upsets either. I think it's just pretty much stay the course with the big teams winning and then see what happens.
Yeah, little to no parity. So that's sort of the World Juniors recap, sort of up-to-date so far. I believe quarters are Wednesday, semis are Friday, I believe. And
I believe so, yeah.
And then the gold medal game is Saturday night at Rogers Arena. Also making some news right now in the NHL. The Winter Classic was today. We do not have a confirmation. Do you know what the score was in that game?
I watched half of it before I turned it off. I'm so sick of seeing Chicago being favored so hard to, like, play in these matchups. And honestly, I think the Winter Classic should be reserved for teams that, well, I guess at one point Chicago and Boston meeting in, like, the Cup Final.
They're not even rivals.
They're not, like, I think Winter Classic should be reserved for, like, rival games like that.
Well, it's like rivalries and, like, classic stadiums, not to disrespect Notre Dame or Notre Dame Stadium, because it is, like, a pretty, like, big deal to be playing in Notre Dame in the Midwest.
Yeah.
But, like, what's the significance behind all of that? Like, you literally have run out of stadiums to play in Chicago, so you have to go play at Notre Dame? Like, and apparently I heard reports, I do not know if this is true or not, these are unconfirmed reports, that the Winter Classic will be in Dallas, Texas.
That is, I saw that, and
again, I don't know if this is true, these are unconfirmed, but
No, like, they... It is confirmed, I think.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah. And I saw a funny tweet on Twitter. But,
that's a good place to see tweets.
That is a good place to see tweets. I saw, like, someone, like, quoted the announcement saying, oh, like, the announcement saying, like, oh, 2019 will be hosted in Dallas. Yet to confirm the, Dallas Stars opponent. And the reply was, you already know who it's gonna be. It's gonna be Dallas versus Chicago 2019. And I'm like, honestly, I would not be surprised if Bettman was to pick Chicago to play the Stars in a Winter Classic. Literally no history between the teams, but just for fun.
No, well, you know who should, like, okay. If you're gonna include Dallas in a Winter Classic.
Also, I feel like that doesn't make sense. Like, Winter Classic
in Texas. It does snow there, like, periodically, but it's not, like, cold or, like, it's not really a wintry location. If you're going to Texas in December or January, you're going to go watch the Cowboys or you're going to watch a bowl game. That is literally the only reason you are going to Texas to watch, you know, in December or January.
Yeah.
I would love to see Dallas play Minnesota in Minnesota at a Winter Classic, but because we already had Minnesota play Chicago in a Stadium Series game, like, now we can't do that. It's like, well, great.
Awesome. But, I don't know, I really think the Winter Classic should just be reserved for, like, teams with history.
And prestige.
And prestige, like, well, not to say prestige, but I mean, like, just teams that have history between each other, like, just rivalries and stuff.
What were your thoughts on the Star CEO?
Oh, I thought...
Like, calling out, more than calling out, Sagan and Jamie Benn.
I thought that was so bad. I was like, calling from your seat, like, that is such a bad thing to say. Like, it doesn't benefit anyone. Like, obviously, it's just him being candid, but, like, I don't think that benefited anyone in any way. Like, that should have been reserved for something off the record, but, like, that is so bad.
But, like, Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn are top players in the NHL. They are extremely talented individuals.
Yeah.
They don't get enough attention and recognition for how well they play. Like, the Dallas failures of the last few years of not making the playoffs is not because of
Jamie Benn and Sagan.
Yeah. It's because of the rest of the team.
Yeah.
So, I have a problem with it. Part of it is that that's not how you manage a team. That's not what a real leader does. And a CEO is supposed to be a leader.
Yeah.
And that's not how you lead or motivate or, like, get people to join your side is by saying, hey, our best players are horseshit. Everyone else sucks, but they're really horseshit. Like...
It's like, how does that...
What is that?
What are you gaining from this?
Yeah. So, I don't know if there's going to be any disciplinary action, or because they were like the NHLPA released a statement on the matter, but I don't think there's gonna be any disciplinary action taken by the NHL or the Dallas Stars. So it's just shitty to see, really.
Yeah, like it's so uncalled for.
It's negative. It's not helpful.
Like, obviously you have, like, teams, like, you know, teams on, like, the downhill, like, downhill form, I mean, like, not just, like, fully defined, but, like, obviously teams go through, like, smooth and rough patches, and, like, obviously, like, probably in the locker room, like, there's maybe some people that do have, like, displeasure, and that's fine. I mean, like, obviously you're losing, it's pretty easy to be frustrated, but, like, from, like, the top of your organization, like, one of the tops of your organization, to say that, like, that, I don't think that settles well in the locker room at all. I don't think that...
Well, it just puts everybody on notice, which, like, there's ways of putting people on notice and get, you know, getting people to play better, but that's not one of those. That just makes people more angry, saying that stuff. Like, it just, like, it makes everybody in the locker room more upset, more frustrated, and not wanting to play as well because of what their CEO said to some of their teammates, some of their best players. And probably those guys are the leaders in the locker room.
Yeah.
And they're probably just as important off the ice as they are on the ice.
Yeah.
Which makes it even worse. So, I was going to ask you, do you know if either one are going to the or do you even know who's going to the All-Star game yet? I know the captains
have been released, but they haven't said who. Obviously, it's people voting them in, and I think it's one per team.
Yeah,
per division. Anyway, so we'll probably see one of them. Or, actually, I've been seeing things about Heiskanen, his rookie year right now.
Yeah.
Not that bad.
No?
So I can see Heiskanen going in. But for, like, the All-Star game, like, I wouldn't be surprised to see Sagan or Ben. I just think it's just because of them playing in Dallas, you don't get a lot of coverage. So when you kind of, like, think about it, you're like, oh, yeah, they're there.
Oh, yeah, no, like, it's like, they don't get enough national attention because, like, the Stars are, like, the third most popular team in Dallas, fourth most popular team in Dallas. But they're extremely talented guys. Very fun to watch. And so, it just sucks because they're great guys. Like, Jamie Benn, former Kelowna Rocket. Like, talented, exciting, marketable players. You can easily market Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin.
Oh, yeah.
But, it's just frustrating.
It is frustrating.
So we'll go over to the All-Star game for a bit. They announced the captains. Captains were...
Matthews, McDavid, I think it's MacKinnon.
I want
to say it's MacKinnon coming out of the Central, and then Alex Ovechkin.
What are your thoughts on the captains?
Don't see anything wrong.
There was a bit of controversy, I think, for Matthews being the captain.
You think it should be like Tavares or something?
Nikita Kucherov.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
I mean,
I think though,
it's all a popularity contest anyway.
Yeah.
So like, Matthews is gonna. Plus, the NHL needs to get the Canadian representation, and even Marner.
Yeah.
Marner, you can make an argument for, but I don't really have a problem with Ovechkin being in there.
Yeah.
Obviously, McDavid deserves to be there. MacKinnon.
Well, in the Central, if you think about it, like, who?
PK Subban?
Subban, yeah. But he's been out.
He has been.
I'm
just thinking of, like, again, it's a popularity contest, so, like, Stars. And Subban comes to mind. But, no, I don't really have much, like, they're open up to debate anyways, but I'm okay with it. But the All-Star game's in San Jose this year?
Yeah, San Jose. So they might... I think they'd want to push for more of a... At least in the Pacific part of it. Like, maybe a more Sharks-like team. Maybe, like, one or two Sharks going.
Well, Carlson should go.
Carlson?
I think Carlson would go.
Yeah, I would.
He's been struggling, obviously. He's on my fantasy team, so I know he's struggling. But, I think Carlson will go. One of their forwards, or a few of their forwards, will go. You know what I think the NHL should do for their All-Star game?
What?
They just need to do a fantasy draft.
That's what I was just about to say, too.
Like, if the NHL really want to have fun, like, if they really want to have fun with the All-Star game, make it a fantasy draft.
I was literally just about to say that. Because I was going to say, I think it's cool to do it by division, but you also get a lot of snubs. Like, a lot of good players because of the format that it's in. Like, I don't mind the 3-on-3, but I was thinking, like, we should do that where you have the captains, people vote in who they want, but then, like, you just do, like, a fantasy draft like that, so you get these teams of, like, mixed players.
Well, you just vote, like, fans could just vote in who they want, regardless of, like, conference. Just
yeah.
Whoever gets the most votes...
Yeah.
Go and play.
Go and play, yeah. It's an all-star game.
Like, I get that people want to have, like, Alex Barkov in the, all-star game. But would you rather have 3 Maple Leafs or would you rather have 1 Florida Panther? I know the league would rather have 1 Florida Panther, but...
But the fans would really see these, yeah.
Like, Tavares, Marner, and Matthews all should be there. And one of them's not going to make it because Barkov has to go, or because, somebody from Carolina has to go. Like, anyways, it's not a huge deal, but it's.
I just think like you can keep this current format the way it is, having these 4 teams and the 3-on-3, but I just think it should be like a fantasy draft type deal, where. You vote in who you want to see at the game, and then after that, it'll be that fantasy draft moment where you pick, like, the captains pick who they want.
Yeah. So, finally, we have a little bit of trade talk that will, that's some trade bait, maybe?
Trade bait.
Brandon Manning getting traded over to the Edmonton Oilers.
Hanging out with McDavid now.
Which is,
a little weird.
A little weird, because the Oilers addressed their D-man problem.
Yeah, sure. That is a word.
If that's what you want to say, they added another defenseman to make it interesting.
Yep.
Honestly, when is McDavid going to leave Edmonton?
I think just for McDavid's sake and, like, for media's sake... That, because I feel like we all see McDavid as this, like, baby-faced, like, kid that always does the right thing. I just want to see him freak out, and then, like, want, like, request a trade.
Yeah.
And just, like, completely, like, change.
Oh, here's the thing, is that the Oilers need McDavid more than McDavid needs the Oilers. So, he'll have to use his LeBron leverage. He has LeBron-esque leverage.
Yeah.
At some point.
Like, I just think... That's just me. Like, I really want to see just, like, the, like, angry McDavid. To be honest.
I could see it happening.
That franchise is in shambles. Still. Shirelli is not fixed anything, really.
They're just passing off as a respectable franchise. Where, like... If one thing goes to hell, they're screwed up. Like, they are, like, completely, like, fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, if McDavid goes, they're the worst team in the league.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
for
sure. Easily worst. Like, as much as, like, Mikko Koskinen or whatever has come in to try and save the day, they would be absolutely garbage.
Yeah. And, like, imagining that team without McDavid, like... Well, in fairness, like, Dreisaitl's been playing well, obviously. Nugent Hopkins, he's been good, stepping up. But then you look at that, like organization depth. You're like...
What depth?
It's like, who built this team?
They are really bad.
That defense makes me so angry still. You don't... Bouchard is good. I'm excited to see him...
He's done well for Team Canada.
And yeah, he's playing well too. Like, he's a good player. I just... gets me so angry, because Adam Larson is not worth Taylor Hall. Andres Sequeira.
Okay. Sequeira era?
Sequeira? Yeah. Anyways. Chris Russell, I believe, is still there. I actually really like Chris Russell. He's a...
Wasn't he a Calgary guy for a...
Yeah, for a little bit, and then switched. The nice little Alberta switch. Went down like a couple hours, or went up.
He went up. He went north.
Oh, yeah, so yeah.
He went through Red Deer.
Red Deer.
And,
So he played for the Rebels for a little bit, and then... But, yeah, it's just that defense makes me so
angry. That Brandon Manning trade is going to have no impact.
There is literally no impact.
Like, it's like... They will have, like... They'll have the same winning percentage in, like, a month with Brandon Manning. No disrespect to Brandon Manning, you know. I'm sure he's a decent, you know, decent person and, you know, he's a decent defender. But
this is a very, it's like a depth move, but all your moves are depth moves.
No, well, it's like they don't have any depth, so they have to start him right away.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, that's way better, yeah.
Like, that's...
And I also thought, looking at that trade, they also gave up Drake Caggiula, and I was like, that's a steal. This is a fleece. Because I think really highly of Drake Caggiula, watching him...
He's not bad.
He's not bad. I think he's actually a pretty decent player.
He's just not, like... It's just a desperate team, like, paying way more than they should... For somebody, because they're like, well, you know, shit, we gotta make a move. Let's give up this guy to get that guy who's like, you know, because we need to make a move.
It was just a move for the sake of making a move.
Pretty much.
Like, this actually had no effect on what, you know, like, what's actually gonna happen, of course.
It's interesting with the Flyers, though, because the Flyers are a weird team. Like, they're a good team, but they're a weird team. Like, Carter Hart has really played well since he stepped in. But they should be playing better than they are. Yeah. But we'll see how Caggiula fits in.
Yeah.
So, all right, everybody. That's Mother Puckers for another episode. Thanks for listening. We'll try and get another episode for you guys soon. Happy New Year. Stay safe. And we'll speak your peace later.
Happy New Year's, guys.
Happy New Year's.